We present today's program in French and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French and German. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères montgolfiers et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux Frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a gracieusement accepté de se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romances et d'histoires colorées pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité.
Nous vous invitons à écouter la discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée « L'histoire de la pierre philosophale » à Paris, en France, en octobre 2007.
You see, when you're in good company, you're happy, huh? And everything like open, you know, even your stomach also open. Your mouth open, everything open bigger. And you seem to tolerate a lot of stuff. Yeah, you're happy, huh? You eat together or in company and you just feel good, huh? And you eat a lot and one affect the other. Sometimes you come by some people and you just want to eat a lot of stuff that you never even think of before. Not even in your dream you would eat it. Yeah? And some people come, you don't want to eat. And some people come, you eat a lot. And some people come, you start craving for something. You never know what it spelled like in dictionary in your life. Yeah, yes, yes. I'm telling you, influence is something, huh? In this world it's like that. Mm. So anyway, if you feel hungry here, please do eat. Huh? I'm going to read the story and eat later, or you want to eat now and read story later? Story. How many story? Right hand. What happened to the other half? Well, if you want to eat it, take the cake outside and eat it. We need the story inside. Now we listen to some saintly story and behave like a saint first, okay? Then maybe you can eat some saintly cake, huh? All right? Oh, this is good stuff. Okay, now I mark some of the nice story and I'm going to read some of them. There was one master, you know, one of his acquaintances going to pilgrimage in Mecca. So the master said to him, "Oh, can you please say hello from me to that god in Mecca." So the acquaintance was very surprised. "You should know better. The god over there, the god here is the same, no? The only one god, right?" He asked the master. The master said, "Yeah, of course." I said, "Why then you say that god in Mecca? That means there's another god here? There's no difference." He tell the master off, you know. Someone said, "Well, there's no different God, why go there?" The same God, so why go there? Logical, huh? A saint, yeah, once visited a businessman's house. And this businessman has been unsuccessful in his trade, so his house very poor. And the saint came, entered into his house. The businessman cried bitterly. He wept and wept and wept, saying, "Oh, holy man of God," he begged him, "please end my dreadful poverty out of your great mercy." So the saint was filled with great compassion, and he gave the poor man a philosopher's stone. The philosopher's stone, you know, right? It turned every base metal into gold. Yeah. And then the businessman has served him a meal, so, and then he gave him a stone, and then the saint left. What happened? The saint said to him that, "Okay, you can take this stone and make as much gold as you want and become rich again, yeah, and successful. But you have to do it within 3 months period of time. After that, I will have to take the stone back." Okay. So the businessman was very happy. He took the stone, thanked the saint, the saint left. And the first few weeks, he went to the market, tried to buy some iron, you know, some scrap
metal.
Yes, but the price, to his liking, is too high. So I said, "I wait a little while. Surely the price will go down," because his experience is that sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. So, okay, he waited, put the stone back there, money back in pocket, go back home. A few weeks later, went to the market again, looking for scrap metal. "Oh, the price is a little lower, but still too high for his liking." I put a stone back there, put the money back in his other pocket, went home. Next month, he went to the market again, and you know what happened, right? I don't have to tell you. Do I have to tell you?
He went to the market, saw the scrap.
Still too expensive. You got it, baby. Okay, so what happened next? What would he do?
He lost his job. After.
Not so quick, it's only second month. My God, you're stingy.
He went home again, and after 1 month he came back.
Yeah? What happened?
Still too expensive.
Yeah, the price did go lower. It does go lower, like week by week. Okay. And he was thinking, aha, in a few more weeks, it will be like free gift, and I will take all of them home. I will turn all of them into gold, and I'll be rich. So he waited for another few weeks. And suddenly the metal price gone up again, sky high. Oh, so he said, "Oh my God, okay, I shall wait." It will certainly go down again, like it did before. So he waited. Meanwhile, 3 months period passed. So the saint went back and took the philosopher's stone, and he still stay poor. Why is that? Stupid. Yes. Pure stupidity. Yeah. Imagine that, huh? You pay a few more dollars, and you have a few thousand back. Yeah. This is pure stupidity. But you may be laughing, but a lot of us are like this, you know? Oh, never mind, I meditate more tomorrow. Truly like that. Some people would like to work to serve mankind. I think it's ideal and it's good to serve mankind. Of course, you earn a lot of merit as well, don't mention that, you know? The philosopher's stone, huh? The more you serve people, the more people you serve, the more merit you get. Yeah? It multiplies and you have no end. Okay? Yeah. But you say, "Well, I'm busy. Maybe next year or in a few years I'll be able to do it. Or I will meditate for a while until I'm getting ready." But if you wait till next year, don't even know if the war is still there the way it is going. I don't know where the war goes, yeah, for example. And maybe next year you are not there, yeah? Or next year we don't need. This is the story in this book. When we read it, we feel, my God, what an idiot. Huh? No?
Yeah.
But people do that, you know, in real life, in a different way, yeah? Sometimes we think, okay, stay home and go out and help some poor guy, you know, it's also doing good thing, you know, of course it's a good thing to do. Doing charity, you know, helping a little bit here and there with the center is also good. Not like that, you know, not like working for the whole world. My God, and I'm telling you, we are sometimes very ignorant. But this is not the worst already. Oh, maybe next year, maybe the year after. I can't be vegetarian yet because. Yeah? Who knows if next day you are still here in this world, yeah? Or I am still here. Or the Guan Yin method even still available. Or the world is still available even. You know what I mean? Like what I just told you before, the journalist asked about Mars, yeah? That we used to be like us, physical planet. With water, plants, and everything, and now no more. Yeah? And the way the earth going is, I'm telling you, history repeats itself. Yeah. Not every planet destroy and become only invisible beings who live there. Every planet has beings who live there, either visible or invisible. If it's invisible, we say, nobody lives here. You understand me? Yeah. If it's visible, maybe it's an alien. Anyway, there are some also peopled planets, yeah? Just not discovered yet. They're discovering a little bit of some glimpse of it. They're hoping, but they are uncountable planets, yeah? With people. Similar to us even, some are similar to us, some are a little different. But every planet has been populated, yeah? Even the moon, the sun, and I told you the moon is really populated with beings. One night, you know, and I have witnessed, you know, he lives in Costa Rica and you can ask him. One night when I first came back from America to Spain, you know, in that house, and it was the moonlight. So when it's the moonlight, I like to watch it, come out and watch it. And suddenly all the seagulls, you know, waken from their sleep and come out and flying around and singing and dancing all over the place. And the moon keeps smiling at me many hours long. Really, the face of a smiling person. Yeah. And my assistant said, oh my God, look at that, Master, look at that. And he's just staying there, and he said, we'll keep watching, you know, see when the smile stops. It doesn't stop. Yeah. Only after I went back into the house, and he popped out again, have a look, and the moon doesn't smile anymore. So that wasn't like an illusion, or it wasn't like a shape or an accident. Many hours, we sit there, and it keeps smiling at us. Truly a beautiful smile. Because all the beings, you know, get together and put their smiling image on the moon for me. Of course, I thank them a lot. Sometimes the moon just stands still for many hours because I was singing with the disciple. You know, all the residents know this. They were there. We were in the mountain and next to the river. We were in tent, you know, so we're lazy to go in tent so early, and the moon was there, so we get out, make a little fire, and then we were singing with guitar and mandolin and all kind of thing that we had there, whatever we had, singing. And the moon just stood still, really, for many hours, as long as we were there. And then suddenly we say something, okay, that's it, we've got to go inside and do meditate. Then the moon dropped, whoop! Like it dropped. You know, like I take a candy, yeah, truly like that. I mean, you can ask any resident that is still there at that period. They're still there. They're still alive, you know, just like the moon was hanging like this, huh? For many hours, right in front of us. Suddenly say, okay, man, that's time to go sleep. Go over the mountain, quick, like a flash second, gone. All that hours, they hang on top of the mountain. About this far, you know, like from the sky looking, about this far, hanging there. Many hours, and we were just seeing when, you know, keep singing and looking, see when he come down. Doesn't go down, keep staying there for long, long, long hours. The moon is really alive, I'm telling you. And if you love it, it will respond. I mean, you must have love inside, you know, truly love. I love the moon so much. That is so much for our scientific explanation about non-living planets, yeah? Every planet has living beings. But if you say living means physical body, then not every planet has that, yeah? But they are populated with beings every time, everywhere. There's so many things to discover in the universe. You know, it's very interesting research. Only if you're interested, ne? Otherwise, of course, you only know this planet and you want to hoard as much money as possible, and then maybe you just die one day and leave everything behind. Or you leave nothing behind, just dead. Who knows? Then you have to come back and pay also. It happened. A lot of things happen. Life is uncertain, ne? We all know that. But most people just give this precious time, 3 months notice, just to pursue things that is not really necessary at all for our soul, and we won't be able to take it with us wherever we go later. It's a pity, no? Yeah? So I'm happy for you that at least you save some time, however difficult, you come here and sit, meditate. No? Your action is already good enough. At least you try. You try, huh? And haven't noticed that. Now, everything you do is accounted. Eh? So we have to make sure what we do is good. Yeah? And okay. Yeah. According to heaven's plan.
Ce fut un honneur de vous avoir parmi nous aujourd'hui dans Entre Maître et Disciple.
Retrouvez-nous demain pour la deuxième partie de la conférence intitulée « L'histoire de la pierre philosophale ». Dans quelques instants, planète Terre, notre adorable foyer, juste après les nouvelles d'exception, ici sur Supreme Master Television. Que la Providence vous guide dans tous les aspects de votre vie.
We are honored to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciple.
Please tune in again tomorrow for part 2 of the lecture entitled The Story of the Philosopher's Stone. Up next is Planet Earth, our loving home, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide you in all aspects of your life.